from the University of Alaska at College. This is Your University with your host, Dean Werner.
This year's annual spring poetry contest, sponsored by the University of Alaska, promises to be bigger than ever, with more than 900 entries expected from adults and students from around the state. The contest has been growing by more than 200 entries a year. A new division of competition was started this year for junior high school students. They formerly competed with elementary and high school entries. There are five categories to enter: non-student, college, high school for grades 10 through 12, junior high school for grades 7 through 9, and elementary for grades 1 through 6. Letters announcing contest rules will be sent to all schools in the state. The deadline for entries is March 19th. Winners will be announced during the Festival of Arts at the university beginning April 19th. With us is Oliver Everett, Assistant Professor of English and Contest Chairman. Oliver, how much do people need to know about poetry if they want to enter?
I would answer that question by saying, if you think it's poetry, send it in. On the other hand, it's possible for the person to ask some of the people whom he happens to know to give him some advice whether it is worth putting into the contest. But anyone can send in a poem, even if it isn't a poem in the real sense of the word. And the definition of poetry and prose is a hard thing to come by as far as where one ends and the other takes over.
Who are some of the judges for this year's contest?
Well, our judging is set up differently than a year ago. In the past, three judges have handled all entries, and they were judges here from the campus faculty. This year we have five different boards of three judges each on each board. I'm not going to mention all of their names, but we are trying to have outside judges involved here. And in each category, there's at least one person, sometimes two, from off campus. In the case of the college category, one of the judges this year is going to be William Stafford of the college, Lewis and Clark, the college down in Portland, and he teaches creative writing and is a well-known poet. In the non-student category, we have one very outstanding judge from off campus whom I'd like to mention. That's Leon Spiro, who edits the SB Gazette out of Sausalito, California. This is an international magazine in which many poets are published as beginners, as well as many others who have reputations. And Spiro is a poet as well as an editor. So we have two very outstanding ones there, and then we've utilized a number of teachers from the area who are teaching literature and creative writing in the schools.
What prizes do you award?
Prizes this year are divided a little differently than before, and the division was made by the Central Committee, by the Festival of Arts. The non-student division will give one first prize to the best poem, or for the best poem. In the college bracket, there will be a $75 prize for the best poem. In the high school bracket, a $25 prize for the best. In junior high, the new division, $20 for the best poem. And then with the grades, we've broken it down. So the $15 goes for the best poem, $10 for the second best, and five for the third. Of course, there will be honorable mentions by the time the judging has come in.
Thank you. We've been talking to Oliver Everett, Assistant Professor of English at the University of Alaska and Contest Chairman for the Spring Poetry Contest sponsored by the university. This is Dean Werner.
This is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.